The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So scoot up your ear right next to the radio, and here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and so grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where the Fanatic Organics and we are there for you. Complete every kind of choice, wonderful combinations, herbs, nutrition, and unique and wonderfully organic protein powders, all the things you could ever want in the best possible way. And right along is a beautiful air-conditioned, lovely area with granite. With the beautiful granite, I don't want to call it a bar, it's a swirling table.
Marble.
Marble, oh, granite marble, okay. And lovely chairs and everything else to our broth cafe at Alive and Well. Remember, I always, I love the fact that the broth, it's terrific because there's wonderful soups and combinations, but broth, it's broad spectrum, all kinds of wonderful organic food choices that are there at the broth cafe. Phenomenal, great prices. It's so liberal, it's incredible, divine in every conceivable way. And again, I just want to start by saying that, Dennis and I, we are Fanatic Organics, and we would really push you to do the nutritional choice, but we do not impose our choices on whether you want to be a vegan, a vegetarian, a non-vegetarian, you want organic chicken, you want wild meats, you want all of the wild fish. We don't impose on that, okay? We have choices for all those areas in organic.
You can be pescatorian, you can be carnivorian, you can be vegetarian.
Carnivore, say it in an Italian accent.
Why?
I'm not Italian, but I have a feeling for Italy. I always had the feeling for Italy.
E-A-T-A-L-Y, Italy, yes.
Italy, yes. And carnivore, doesn't it sound like an Italian term? But
well,
it is.
Kind of,
it means you
like,
manja. Okay, besides that, okay, let's get away from that because I got a
get
little
away,
incredible.
Get away.
Yes, we have all of that. And could you please talk about the phenomenal rushing water, the oxygenation, all the magnificent things that are there at the Broth Cafe and at Alive and Well?
Could I?
Could you please?
May I?
Please, if you're a nice boy, I'm
Thank
going
you.
To give you the stage.
I'm going to like a
Take
very much.
Take it a stage.
Thank you, Mama.
Go ahead. Okay. Talk.
Well, especially now, folks, the Vortex water is even more important than ever because even in today's newspaper, there's articles about how the water is still polluted because of the fires and all the turmoil that's been going on, the nasty environmental stuff that's been happening in Maui the last couple of months. So if you want the cleanest, purest, most vibrant, Alive and Well water, come to Alive and Well. We have the Vortex water, which is renowned for its purity, renowned for its energizing effects, renowned for its benefits in every aspect of what water is all about. The active ingredients of hydrogen and oxygen. That's what water is, hydrogen and oxygen. And it's what we have at the store is the ultraviolet light water purification tap is passed under ultraviolet light, destroying the harmful bacteria and virus. It is activated carbon filtering. It is removes 99.99999% of the chlorine, the odor, the dirt, the mercury, the bad taste, the pesticides, herbicides, all the sediment particles, heavy metals, lead, all of it, while retaining essential minerals and the natural salts. The purification, the final stage of the purification is the vortex chamber, a stainless steel tool designed to copy a million-year-old system from nature. How unique. Just like a mountain stream that breaks down molecules by passing over rocks, it purifies and structures the water. And the vortex chamber acts in the same organic manner, creating millions of tiny cylindrical tunnels to break down molecules, which makes the water easier to absorb by transporting the nutrients from the water into our cells while removing all the toxins.
And you know, I just want to, because I remember I admired him so much when I learned about him many years ago, that a very famous doctor in 1938, Dr. Otto Warburg, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And what was proven is these two parameters are positively supported in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of vortex water is the very highest. So all of those things, it's really important to realize that. Cell availability, purification, yes, but the high oxygen, remembering always that what was proven, and that's when he got the Nobel Prize in Medicine, was that cancer cells, of course, right at the top, but all kinds of disease cannot live in an oxygen-rich environment.
There you go.
So very
vortex
important.
Vortex water.
That's right, and that's the only water that is ever used in the Broth Cafe, served at the Broth Cafe, and you can fill your jugs, all of your jugs and containers, et cetera, and so forth.
And if you are in a water-contaminated area, water-restricted area, due to the crises we've had in the last month or 6 weeks, bring the glass containers, the plastic containers, preferably glass, but whatever container you have. If you want the cleanest, purest water in the world, come to Alive and Well.
That's
it's
right.
There. It's
in all conceivable ways, and according to the National Council on Aging, this is what they said. This is a medical council. Proper hydration with high oxygenation improves brain performance, gives you energy, helps you regulate your temperature, increases weight loss, flushes out toxins from organs, stabilizes heartbeat, cushions joints, improves digestion, and naturally rids your bladder of bacteria. Good grief! All of those wonderful things that can be supported by Vortex Power. Isn't it wonderful?
That's what it's all about, baby.
You know, and we start by always saying, too, that Dennis and I, what we do is strictly educators. We don't put people on medication, take them off medication. We don't do any of
doctors,
that. Not doctors.
Okay? Want to make that clear.
Just not in any conceivable way, but we love to share information, and we love the fact that so many of our wonderful friends are coming in with their testimonials. A lady again calling me to say how wonderful, but with the information that we shared with her, because she's my age, and she had spontaneous fractures, shattered bones, and using the kind of nutrients that she got at Alive and Well, the bones built up, and everything was greater flexibility and much more stable. And again, we have a steady stream of so many people in a constant love affair with Pain Power and many of their other nutrients that they take.
Yeah. And again, just a quick reminder that Pain Power is we talk incessantly an awful lot about Pain Power because it is so remarkable in that it reduces inflammation more efficiently than 99.999% of anything else in this world. And that is that you've heard of turmeric being so very healthy. And the active ingredient in turmeric is called curcumin. But there's a little bit of curcumin in every turmeric root. But in Pain Power, there's an awful lot. There's an incredible amount of curcumin. It's 2,000% higher density of curcumin in the Pain Power than it is in turmeric.
And a superior absorption, right?
Superior absorption accompanied with other anti-inflammatory enzymes. Natokinase is a major component of the Pain Power. And natokinase has had an awful lot of publicity lately on how effective it is in reducing inflammation.
Right. And then it has the wonderful, what the wise men gave Mother Mary, you know, the mm-hmm. frankincense, which comes from Boswellia, which used for thousands of years for reducing pain and inflammation. Not only no side effects, but endless benefits. And I think what's really important is that there's no animal, no wheat, no gluten, no corn, no soy, no contaminant whatsoever, and no known allergen on the planet. for me, as a very allergic person, and I have, there are so many wonderful men and women that come in and say, I have terrible allergies. I'm always so afraid that there'll be something in something I take that'll have an allergen. There's no allergens in that, which is important.
It's anti-inflammatory every step of the way. It has the boswellia, it has the nattokinase and the serratiopeptidase peptidase and the amla, and plus the high concentration of curcumin. And the delivery system, which is par excellence, it is excellently absorbed and utilized from your lips to your sweet, tender brain.
Well, you're very well utilized by me, too.
What?
You're very utilized by me, too. It's not just pain.
Utilized?
Now. You are utilized by me. I utilize you very well, okay? Okay? I utilize you.
You energize me.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
And since we're thinking about that, let me just say this, you know, because we have such wonderful information by top doctors about what great nutrients can do for the brain. And I think of that because I'm getting up there. I'm getting up there. You're getting up there. And you wonder, always try to think about what used to be. What did I have then? What do I have now? How are things comparing to that time long ago? And I thought maybe you could do some reflection and I would share about what things once were and how they are now.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? You don't understand the language? Am I speaking French?
All right, well...
Am I speaking... what am I talking here?
A little reflection. Okay, well, how often I've thought of that Friday, Monday night, when we had our last rendezvous.
Hmm.
And somehow I foolishly wondered if you might, by some chance, be thinking of it too. We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Oh, yeah. I remember it well. That carriage ride.
You walked me home.
You lost a glove.
I lost a comb.
Yes. I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
I remember well, my God, that dazzling April moon.
There was none that night, and the month was June.
That's right. That brilliant sky.
We had some rain.
The Russian songs.
From sunny Spain.
Oh, yes, I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh, no, not you. How strong you were, how young and gay, a prince of love in every way.
Yes, I remember it well.
La, 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 la. Yes. And,
But do you remember as well as I remember?
I do remember very well. Thank you. And there we go. There's lots of things else we could, but always, Den says, remember when we went to this place to eat? When was it? Where was it? Because we have that kind of, this is an ongoing kind of conversation.
Tell me about it.
Right. So thankfully, and we're going to get into this, these top doctors have been doing a lot of reports about great nutrients and the brain. And you know, one of our favorites...
Whoever said that getting old and gray was so bad? Now, the gray refers to the matter between our ears. The gray matter between our ears.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're making, what you also think about was that this lovely lady that's a good customer, I'm always jealous because she has gray hair with streaks of dark in it. It looks beautiful. Nobody's made that. That's what life and nature has made. It looks terrific.
Yeah.
And there, anyway, back to this. And you know, I was always fascinated about how in Europe, their main nutrient that they use for the brain is acetyl, L-carnitine. It's also their main thing for the heart, too, along with cardio-Q10. Acetyl means passes the blood-brain barrier to feed it, nourish it. It also passes the barrier into the heart.
But and now, regular L-carnitine does not pass through those areas.
There you go.
It has to be the acetyl form.
That's right,
which
acetyl.
Is readily sucked up by the brain.
And right, and Dr. Russell Blaylock reporting not only about how acetyl L-carnitine studies have many studies that acetyl L-carnitine promotes healing of injured nerves, reduces nerve pain, releases nutrients, neurotrophins that promote nerve healing. But he says here, acetyl L-carnitine stimulates the growth of brain cells.
Get this.
Which would benefit people from suffering stroke, any types of brain injury, or just the aging process itself. Acetyl L-carnitine, and that's learning for what the European doctors, and many studies in Europe and all. And he says also, nerve problems that occur with diabetes, all studies have found that acetyl L-carnitine corrects diabetic nerve damage. They also use it with the RALA, in Europe too, to
the
correct the nerve.
R-alpha-lipoic acid. Okay, but the acetyl L-carnitine, it really fortifies, creates new mitochondria. You've heard me talk almost unceasingly about mitochondria, the energy-producing components in every, called organelles, in every cell in your body. They're microscopic. Okay, the cell itself is microscopic, and each cell has within it, in the brain cell, get this, folks, get this, write this number down. The brain cells have up to 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. It's staggering. It is absolutely staggering. The heart has 5,000 mitochondria per every invisible cell. But these mitochondria, these little organelles they're called, create the energy for that one invisible cell in which they're contained. Multiply that by God knows how many billions of cells are in your heart, how many trillions of cells are in your brain, and you have energy. Well, that's what the brain uses to what the activity, the metabolic function within the brain has to do with maintaining, regenerating, recreating, renewing mitochondria. And that gives you a memory.
Right.
That gives you cognitive efficiency, thinking, whatever the brain is used for, whether it's how to walk up a step or whether it's to solve a major mathematical problem. It's the brain that does it. The brain uses about 25% of the energy. All the energy your body produces is consumed between your ears, in your brain.
And you know, this is a complete comprehensive across the boards of all the great nutrients and all the things that happen in the brain. Dr. Russell Blaylock, a very famous medical doctor and a huge background. Well, we'll share it together. And here's how he starts out in his discussion of all the studies and what's been proven about the brain. Okay? He may not be able to sing like you, dear. I don't know that he'd be able to do, you know, I remember it well, the way you did.
But I'll bet he can dance better than I can.
He could dance better than you.
Yeah.
Don't depress me with this one, okay?
Don't depress me, but talking about how inept my feet and my...
How many pinch marks do you have on your body from when I've pinched you to try to get you to dance?
I couldn't count them.
I couldn't either. Okay, let's get to the brain. Here it is. Dr. Russell Blaylock, your brain shrinks by 5% per decade after you hit age 40.
5%, he said?
Per decade.
5%, he
each
said?
Per decade, okay. Yes. Maybe that doesn't sound like much to you, he says, but listen, your brain contains 86 billion nerve cells. Good God.
And
called neurons.
And wait a minute. And all of each one of those 86 billion, each one of those 86 billion contains mitochondria.
That's what he's going on to say. Each piece of your brain, and your brain contains 86 billion nerve cells called neurons, and each piece of your brain, the size of a speck of sand.
Okay.
Unreal. Contains 100,000 neurons.
Oh,
in
baby.
A speck of sand?
Oh, baby.
My God. What if you looked and you were at a beach and you're with your toes, you lifted up a few specks of sand and you saw a speck and you said, oh, my brain has 100,000 neurons in what was the size of a speck of sand.
Oh, mama.
All trying to talk to each other, says the doctor, through 1 billion connecting points called synapses. I'll give it to you in a minute. This allows over 100,000 chemical reactions to occur in your brain every second. Holy mackerel.
Is there any wonder, honey? I'm sorry for interrupting Dr. Blaylock. He's a genius. But super omega-3 fish oils.
He's going to get
phenomenal.
Into that. He's okay. Going to get into that. And he's starting to say this allows over 100,000 chemical reactions to occur in your brain every second.
Every second?
Every second. Crucial chemicals called neurotransmitters, that's nerve transmitters, move across connection points in your brain and release their contents into gaps between these synapses. And all these connections going on inside your brain are what allow you to create and retain memories.
Good God.
Holy.
Good
Form
God.
Ideas and thoughts, experience emotions, and express your own unique personality. Oh, my gosh. And I want you to read this next page, then give it back to me.
Maybe I will.
Because there are many pages we're sharing.
Okay.
And here, do you know that how many times in your life, dear, before I go on to read this, have you been called a fathead?
Many.
Was it the boys at school? Was it the girls that hung around you? What was it?
No, the girls never called me a fathead, no.
Was it the boys?
It was the guys. It was my brother.
Even your brother called you a fathead.
Oh, my brother.
Oh, yeah. He's an older brother.
His
big brother. He called you a fathead.
Oh, boy.
Well, now you know, Tom, we love you. But now you know, dear.
He was complimenting me.
He was actually, and here is what Dr. Blaylock says.
Okay.
And here's the big, bold writing before he talks about it. Why you want a fat brain.
All right.
Here he says. Your brain only weighs about 3 pounds. Get real. And all the work it has to do. Yet about 60% of your brain is fat. How many times? Can I just interrupt? Mona and Dennis have told you this how many times?
60%.
This makes your brain the fattest organ you have. Well, I don't know. Sometimes, you know.
You're going a fat-free diet. What are you doing?
Not good. So here we go. And this fat is essential to your brain to function. For one thing, your brain requires fat for energy. Although your brain makes up only about 2% of your body weight, it uses a whopping 20% of the energy your body produces just to function normally. Fat is necessary to create brain cell membranes and produce neurotransmitters. Do you hear that? Write it down.
And that's where super pure omega-3 comes in. That's where medium-chain triglyceride fats come in, okay?
Plus, it serves as the raw material to make hormones. Wow.
Oh.
And fat makes up 60 to 80%. We have to hear this. I'm going to repeat it. Myelin sheath, listen to this. And fat makes up 60 to 80% of the myelin sheath, a protective covering around nerve axons. These axons represent the primary transmission lines of your nervous system.
You're talking very quietly.
As you can see, the fat in your brain serves many vital functions. Now, let's understand this. The demyelinating diseases, when the myelin breaks down, are known as Parkinson's, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis,
Alzheimer's,
many different things, okay?
Okay.
And I want you to read this and then give it back to me after this page.
Maybe
He's
I will
going
and
on.
Maybe
give
I
it
won't.
Back.
Maybe I'll just continue
you hand
on.
You hand a paper to Dennis, he takes over. Top of the page.
Okay, baby. I mean, take a second just to reflect on what you've just read.
I can't even believe it.
Beyond. Blowing.
And the billions in one little drop of sand and all those things. What we have said so often to our dear friends, 60% of your brain is a fat.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go, folks. Word for word.
The top.
From the doctor. Two areas of your brain especially prone to age-related shrinkage are the hippocampus and the prefrontal cortex. These are important parts of the brain when it comes to memory and learning, and other complex mental activities. With aging,
Ooh, oh, darling, gracious. I am growing all silver threads among the gold. Okay, go ahead.
The doctor says, with aging, neurons themselves shrink in number and in volume.
Oy.
The connections between nerve cells deteriorate and become less extensive. The level of neurotransmitters declines. And a shrinking brain is only one of the changes your brain faces as the years pass. And now here's several other components to support that statement. With aging, says the doctor, the brain undergoes a gradual reduction in blood flow. Aging, number two, aging speeds up an imbalanced process of inflammation in the brain, as well as in the entire body. And number three, free radicals in the brain and the body accumulate at a faster rate with aging.
Destructive compounds, just like terrorists. That's what free radicals are.
Fire.
Negative.
Inflammation.
That's right.
Okay. Free radicals are highly reactive molecules that damage neurons and other cells throughout your body, and especially in your central nervous system and your brain.
Okay, and I'm going to show you the next thing, okay? I'm going to get to the next thing because it kind of gets tricky right here, okay? Okay, and then he makes this really important point abbreviated, okay? After 40, you have to play a strong game of defense. Over 60% of people middle-aged and older suffer some degree of memory impairment.
Let's go back. The magic number is 40.
That's right.
Not 75 or 80. It's 40.
No. And then he goes into it. It was another page. That's why I had to get it for you, dear, because it's very important what he says here. Very important. He says, omega-3 fish oil, the super EPA DHA.
Number one.
Okay. And he says here, as you saw earlier with all the things he talked about, 60% of your brain is composed of fat. The super pure omega-3 essential fatty acids, EPA and DHA, provide the building blocks for your brain's 86 billion nerve cells.
Good
Are we
God.
Hearing?
86
And since
billion.
Your body can't make them, you must get your omega-3s, EPA and DHA through supplementation. Thank you, Dr. Blair. Research demonstrates that consumption of more of these omega-3s, and he has this in very highlighted, produce larger, more functional brain. A 2009 scientific review of the studies concluded that these omega-3 fatty acids play a major role in promoting healthy outcomes associated with age-related cognitive decline in adults.
And what does the pharmaceutical industry do? They say, yeah, well, if you want to take fish oil, take fish oil. And nothing, everybody, abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba. The omega-3s, the EPA and the DHA, eicosapinoic and docosahexaenoic fatty acids, are major, major antioxidants. That is, they reduce the oxidation of and the aging of the cells of your brain. And how many cells have you got in your brain? How many, did you just say? In a grain of sand, there are how many? Oh, my God. Anyway, the super pure omega-3 fish oil capsules are amazing in that they reduce the inflammation. They improve the microcirculation of capillary integrity in your body. They improve the neurotrophic factor creation in your brain. They improve natural metabolic function to create the activity of your brain along with the acetyl-L-carnitine and the R-alpha-lipoic acid. These are major, major antioxidants and cell rejuvenators, okay? They rejuvenate all those hundreds of billions of trillions of cells that are between your ears called a brain.
Well, and you know, he makes this point then that EPA, DHA, the most abundant omega-3 fats in the brain membranes, are the most concentrated in brain regions involved in memory. They're particularly important to offset oxidative stress from damaging free radicals. And also they promote blood flow to memory critical areas of the brain and support a balanced inflammatory response. And let's not leave that one subject without the point that he makes how important the abundance of EPA and DHA. I want you to explain that, you know, you can get a fish oil and it cannot be as pure, and it can also not be very large in the amounts that are there in EPA and DHA.
Well, as Dr. Whitaker said years ago, Dr. Whitty, a holistic physician, said you've got to get enough of the EPA DHA to make an effect in your brain.
That's right. And that's why we had them put together this purest, the cleanest, certified free of any contaminant of the sea or anything, but very high potency. Talk about that.
That's what I'm getting at. The high potency EPA DHA creates... Well, what the two components are EPA, DHA. You want to add the number of EPA to the number of DHA, and that gives you an omega-3 number. In each capsule of the super pure omega-3 fish oils we have at Alive and Well, you're getting 360 and 240. That's 360 and 240 milligrams of each of those two major components. That's 600 milligrams per capsule. But Dr. Whitaker and other holistic physicians recommend for a perfect lube job in your brain, for a perfect lubrication of every cell in your body, not just your brain,
your arteries,
your capillary. How tiny is a capillary? Tinier than a human hair. Tinier than a human hair. You should be getting at least 3,000 milligrams of EPA, DHA, omega-3 per day. Now, take that with food. Don't wash it down your throat with water, because water makes oil float. You might get a fishy burp and you say, I can't take that fish oil. No, what you want to do is this. Chew about a bite of food as usual. It's all mushed up in your mouth like gravy mixed with saliva. No solid particles, ready to swallow, but pause. Don't swallow. Add the super pure omega-3 fish oil capsule to your mouth and don't chew it. But with your tongue, get it slippery and wet with the food and saliva, which is thicker and slipperier than water. Swallow, and you don't even feel it. It slides right down the bottom of your tummy. Do that a couple of times with each meal.
That's right.
You've got brain food. You've got anti-inflammatory. You've got eye revitalization, central nervous system, your little toe. From head to toe, the anti-inflammatory effect of the super pure omega-3 fish oils is phenomenal, as these doctors say.
That's right. And he says, his next one right at the top of the list, he says, is the cardio, the most active form of coenzyme Q10.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
I'm reading again from the doctor. Tiny mitochondria inside your body cells convert oxygen and nutrients into energy. Unfortunately, says the doctor, these crucial mitochondria are damaged with aging, particularly in brain cells associated with learning and memory. Due to their intense energy requirements, brain cells need an adequate supply of the vitamin-like substance, cardio-coenzyme Q10, for optimal function of their mitochondria.
There you go.
Not just the heart.
And who are the mitochondria? Those invisible little organelles we talked about earlier, which are in each and every invisible cell, but they create energy for that one invisible cell and multiply that one invisible cell by the billions of cells that are between your ears and your eyes and your heart and your vascular system, and you have energy.
That's right. And he says right here, going right along with you, okay, supplementation with this active form of CoQ10 combats mitochondrial dysfunction in the brain and nerve cells.
There you go.
Thereby, says the doctor, preserving vital brain functions. Cardio coenzyme Q10 not only provides energy to the cells, but also acts as a powerful antioxidant. With its antioxidant capabilities, cardio Q10 scavenges cell-damaging free radicals in the brain and in nerve cells, kills off the terrorists, gets rid of them, kicks them out.
That's
my
right.
words. Your heart also has a high need for energy to keep it pumping continually. Just as with the super pure omega-3s, cardio Q10 promotes heart health as well as brain health.
Now, keep in mind,
how many times have people heard us say the same thing? Thank you, Dr. Blaylock. Go ahead.
Now, keep in mind what we said earlier about mitochondria. The cardio Q10 is a special form. It's a patented form of Q10 from a doctor in Japan. And what that cardio Q10 does is just what Mona read to you. But the important part is that it creates the new mitochondria. You know, when you're 50 years old, you don't have the mitochondrial energy that you had at 18 or at 7. You don't have the muscle strength you had at mid-20s. Why? Because you're not mid-20s. Your mitochondria are older, and your mitochondria recreation, the repopulation of mitochondria per cell, is not as frequent, is not as intense, is not as urgent as it was when you were younger and you made your own Q10. So that's why holistic physicians recommend, as you age, to increase the amount of cardio Q10 you take on a regular basis. A person of 30 doesn't make cardio Q10 anymore. When up to 28, 30 years of age, you make it. Right. But after that, you're on your own, Jack.
Bye-bye cardio okay? Q10 after that.
So the idea is that a 70-year-old person does not have the cardio Q10 or the mitochondria strength that a person of 30 has or 25 has.
Right.
By increasing the amount, not just 100 milligrams a day, holistic physicians, but depending on your age, you want to increase it about 100 milligrams per decade or so of life.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
To give your body that extra energy is required to recreate new, stronger mitochondria as your older mitochondria become weaker.
You know, and another really important point, because I know a lady who, my age, was also talking to me that she had just been diagnosed with congestive heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things people don't know and they're not usually informed about is the fact that the heart is a muscle. It is a muscle, just like all the muscles in your body. But adenosine triphosphate is the cellular energy that is produced to make muscles able to function and the heart able to function. And adenosine triphosphate is produced by cardio Q10 for the heart to be able to pump. And when we stop making it, the heart can't, it gets weak.
That's right.
It gets flabby. It can't pump the blood. The legs swell up, the lungs swell up with the fluid, congestive heart failure. And what we need, what actually is so dramatic in helping to prevent and reverse, is the cardio Q10 producing adenosine triphosphate, the cellular energy, and keeping the heart muscle functioning the way it should.
And when the heart muscle functions as a young heart does function, it picks up more efficiently, picks up the oxygen from your lungs and delivers it to your brain, delivers it to your little toe, delivers the oxygen where the oxygen is required. So oftentimes people with a weak heart, their whole body starts to disperform, unperform.
That's right.
Because it's not, the cells aren't getting the oxygen they got when you were younger. Keep this in mind. Professional athletes generally retire by the time they're 35 or 38 years old. Why? Well, because they don't have the energy and vitality that a kid 22 years old coming into the league suddenly is quicker, bigger, faster, sharper, mentally, everything. And so an athlete of mid to late 30s says, I guess it's time for me to retire. Yeah. But there are other athletes who work out and take nutrients who last longer. And other people, just pedestrians, non-professionals, who suffer the same kind of reluctance to continue with energetic life because they don't have the energy. The body doesn't create the energy that it created when you were a teenager.
Right.
And by using the nutrients, say these holistic physicians, your heart can maintain a stronger pulse. Again, it's beating 100,000 times
exactly
a day.
That's exactly right.
It's pumping 2,000 gallons of blood every day. A healthy heart, okay?
Right.
But the cardio Q10, the acetyl L-carnitine, the R-alpha-lipoic acid, all these major nutrients maintain new mitochondrial creation, stronger mitochondria in every invisible cell, which hundreds of billions of cells are. And you know, a heart weighs about maybe 8 to 10 to 12 ounces. But it pumps 100,000 times
right.
a day.
And Dr. Chauncey Crandall, top cardiologist, is saying the very same thing, the overlap of Alzheimer's and heart disease. Mm-hmm. He is talking right here, Alzheimer's, the most common type of dementia, 80% of cases of the mind-altering condition. It's defined as a loss of memory, you know, and all of that. But he shows heart disease, research has focused on how, this is the top cardiologist, how heart disease increases the risk of Alzheimer's. The two overlap in ways that cause dementia. He calls up that if the heart is not pumping the way it should be, then the Alzheimer's can develop. He talked about, and what happens is when the heart doesn't pump, he says there's proliferation of amyloid proteins called plaques and tangles in the brain. Although it's now understood, says this famous cardiologist and heart surgeon, that people with congestive heart failure are at far increased risk of developing Alzheimer's. It has been shown that congestive heart failure, a weakened heart, results in a deficit of oxygenated blood going to the brain.
Exactly.
Exactly.
He said it so much more succinctly than I could ever. But that's exactly the point. The oxygen and the other nutrients as well don't get to the areas they used to get to when you had a strong heart when you were 10 years old or 20 years old or 25 years old. But a person of 50 or of 60 or 40 doesn't have the heart strength that a younger person has.
No, and he quotes the study here, okay? He quotes this study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, big medical journal, compared patients with Alzheimer's and patients without it to analyze the stiffness in their left ventricle, one of the lower chambers of the heart. Researchers discovered that people with Alzheimer's were far more likely to have stiffness in their left ventricle, the heart's primary pumping station. The thickness resulted in amyloid plaque that accumulates in the brain of people with Alzheimer's. The ventricle becomes too stiff to pump. It causes higher risk of heart attack and stroke. And that's why he says how important it is, the CardioQ10, to keep everything pumping the way it should be, and the super pure omega-3 fish
oil. Absolutely, absolutely.
So I really applaud this very famous, very well-known, you know, and in talking about, I didn't want to leave the topic about that. Blaylock was talking about when he talked about phosphatidylserine is also a key fat component of cell membranes throughout the body, and it's a brain fat, and the phosphatidylserine lack is related to memory loss. That's another one of the great nutrients that I also take and have for years, okay?
And I'm trying to remember, pardon me, but I'm trying to remember the name of the drug which reduces the phosphatidylcholine in the brain. Phosphatidylcholine.
Well, could it be the statin drugs? Because they wrote it.
Statin drugs do that.
Yes.
But there's other drugs which are specific for whatever the other ailment is, which reduce choline, reduce phosphatidylserine in the brain. And that brings on dementia. Again, that's a major side effect of some of the drugs that they've been using for years.
That's exactly right. And you know what's incredible to me, Dan, that it's something that I can't get over because it's just so vastly evil, it's beyond belief, throughout the country. Oh, you have high cholesterol. The doctors are telling people this.
Yeah.
You have to take a cholesterol drug. And black box warning, the most serious warning by the FDA, not little Mona, that's not right. Little health foodies. No, that's the Food and Drug Administration.
Which is in the back pocket of every drug industry in the world.
But they put a black box warning that these cholesterol drugs cause dementia.
That's right.
Cognitive decline.
And diabetes.
And diabetes and everything else. And rob the body of CoQ10. Rob it of the very thing it needs to pump and function.
It destroys CardioQ10.
That's it does. So you want to now? Do we want to take a drug that causes dementia and shoots our blood sugar through the roof? And they're prescribing it across the boards for people who already have diabetes and are fighting that because they know how dangerous it can be. And it's shooting the sugar into the skies.
That's it.
Can you believe this?
Well, they have drugs for sugar, you know.
Yes, and of course they
a cure. Right. Sure.
And, you know, it's amazing that Newsmax coming out also, the big news that's been on the top of there, and they talk about how memory loss and dementia and Parkinson's, depression, and all the different things about that. And they say, right here, are there safe, natural treatments that can reduce the risk of cognitive loss? Dr. Small, Gary Small, another medical doctor reporting here in this, says, The list of supplements that are protective for cognitive health are right at the top of the list. Anti-inflammatory supplements, the super pure omega-3 fish oils.
There you go.
Cardio coenzyme Q10.
You got it.
B vitamins.
There you are.
Vitamin D3.
Always.
Okay. And that's also for the brain. Mm-hmm. Phosphatidylserine. And all he's listing that. This is Dr. Gary Small, MD, yeah. Put out in a big news magazine how important it is and just exactly what all these doctors and all these clinical trials have said.
And you want to reduce your sugar and carbohydrate intake. Again, folks, it's kind of a round robin. It's kind of a complete circle. Sugar creates inflammation. All carbohydrates turn into sugar. All sugar creates fire, inflammation. Light a match, hold your hand over the match as it's burning. How long can you do that? Well, that's what every little microscopic cell in your body has to undergo when you eat sugar, because sugar destroys cellular membranes. Sugar burns up the mitochondria. Sugar destroys, and all carbs turn into sugar. So what is the ideal diet? Well, ideally, the Mediterranean diet, or the Paleolithic diet, the Paleo diet, or the ketogenic diet. Those are higher in vegetables, loads of vegetables, good protein, and healthy fats. That's a good diet, and extolled by every cardiologist, holistic cardiologist, if there is. Reducing the sugars, which create the fire. Reducing the carbohydrates, which increase the sugars, which increase the fire. Reducing all the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, which increases the inflammation and increases the fire.
Right.
And substituting with organic coconut oil, butter, ghee.
Organic olive oil. Non-heated, the whole
and
thing.
And avocado oil and cold applicate. Don't fry with avocado oil. Use avocado oil as a vegetable oil added to salads and whatever else you want to do with the cold application. But frying destroys the quality of the avocado oil. So those are the general health food guidelines to go by. And by increasing your cardio Q10, increasing your acetyl-L-carnitine, your R-alpha lipoic acid, and good old vitamin D3 and vitamin C, all of those things create anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-yeast, antifungal activity, immune system buildup. That's the crux of creating a healthy, healthy body and brain.
Yes, you know, and here's another big news thing. Coming out in the Doctor's Journal, and one of the reporters there is Chauncey Crandall, MD, in the Health Radar thing, and they call the breaking news of the super pure omega-3s protect against COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Because it's anti-inflammatory.
And here he said, they say, I'm going to quote the thing, super pure omega-3s protect against COVID. That's the title of these doctor's articles in Health Radar. Super pure omega-3 fatty acids, particularly EPA and DHA, help protect from severe COVID infection, according to a medical study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Participants with the highest blood levels of these super omega-3s were 21% or more less likely to test positive for COVID and 26% less likely to be hospitalized if they did catch COVID than those who had the lowest levels of omega-3s. This is reported in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition.
And you know what else, honey? The super, getting right at what that article is really about, the super omega-3 fish oils are anti-inflammatory. They help the heart. Now, what is one of the major complications of the COVID, not just the COVID infection itself, but especially the vaccines that are used to combat COVID, creating what? Cardiomyopathy. Inflammation of the heart. They destroy the natural function of the heart. It's called a cure, but it doesn't cure the virus. People get the shots, and they still get the virus, the infection, and they get three or four shots, and they still have the infection. They still pass it on to other people. But the point I'm getting at here is that infection creates a destruction of the mitochondria of the heart.
That's right.
And that is called cardiomyopathy.
That's right, exactly. And
and 16-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 18-year-old children are having heart attacks.
Yes.
That never happened.
Myocarditis.
Okay.
I want you to read in the same medical journal reported by all of these doctors, because this goes along with everything you've said right here. Ultra-processed foods linked to cancer. Read that.
For sure.
Read it. It's all yours.
Okay.
Read it. Ultra-processed foods linked to cancer.
Here it is, folks. Word for word, verbatim. The more ultra-processed foods you eat, the higher your risk of developing cancer, especially ovarian cancer and breast cancers, according to researchers at Imperial College in London. Ultra-processed foods include soft drinks, packaged breads, most breakfast cereals, and other foods that are high in salt, fat, sugar, and artificial additives. Now, the fats that they add are always the vegetable fats, which are highly inflammatory. Okay, not the coconut oil, not the olive oil, but the cheap fats. A study of 200,000 middle-aged adults, researchers found that for every 10% increase in ultra-processed foods in a person's diet, the risk for ovarian cancer rose by nearly 20%. Each 10% increase was also associated with a 16% additional risk of dying from breast cancer and a 30% increased risk of dying from ovarian cancer. Our bodies do not react the same way to these ultra-processed ingredients and the ultra-processed additives as they do to fresh and nutritious, minimally processed foods, says Dr. Kiara Chang. Okay? Folks, again, it gets back to what did your great-grandfather eat? What did your great-grandmother eat?
Right.
They didn't have, and in the early 1940s, 30s, they didn't have ultra-processed foods. It's just that simple. Get back to what is organically grown without chemicals, without food colorings and additives and flavorings and colorings and all the trash that's added to a 90% reduced nutritional content food that's on the grocery market shelves.
And here it is. Well, you know, these are all medical studies and all the medical reports about how damaging and dangerous these terrible artificial foods can be, and people without thinking getting them all when doing a fast food or grabbing it off a shelf or opening a box and watching the commercials on TV. Come on. It doesn't mean that you have to work that hard. You can do simple and organic, and you can also come to the Broth Cafe, which across the boards is that organic. And you can come to Alive and Well, Fanatic Organics. Yes, that's what we are. We love that term, don't you, Dennis?
I love it.
We love Fanatic Organics. That's what we are, and we will always be that. And across the board, you can trust us. We are there for you. Alive and Well is there for you in every conceivable manner, okay? Wonderful formulations, beautiful products that are there, organically grown, and the magnificent Broth Cafe. You can call the 877-4950 for any one of our many services. We also mail it. We ship. We've had sick people say, I can't get into it. So we'll mail. We ship, even if it's local or if it's on the mainland. We do all of that. And again, I'm in a rush. I don't know if I can wait at the broth. You just call the 877-4950. We can have everything ready for you. The organic smoothies, the beautiful soups, the wonderful salads, the great proteins, whatever it is, organic across the boards and ready for you. I am having a party. 10 of my friends are coming. All that, fine, we'll have it all ready for you when you say. Just call us at the 877. And again, you can call that. Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medication. Take them off. There's never a charge to talk to Dennis or to Mona. One or the other. Beautiful seated area, never a charge, but we love to share great information that we have, that we love to share with you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.